Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. Filthy Tom will not be doing his normal afternoon program because he's joining us today for this show. And normally, him and Sempervivi would violently double-team me for an hour, but Mike Sempervivi is unavailable today, so it will just be myself and Filthy, but Mike shall be back tomorrow. And Tom and I have got a lot to talk about. The usual SmackDown report from this past Friday night. Lots happened on SmackDown. We'll go over all of that. And, of course, we had a busy weekend with Collision. We've got a big series of AEW shows coming up. So if you listen to our subscriber shows last night, Brian and Vinny's show, or Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer, Vinny just has absolutely no idea what matches on what show from watching the program this weekend. So Dave and I, well, we went over the lineup, and turns out we also have no idea what's on either show. So we have sort of an update here today. There's actually four matches for Grand Slam, five matches for Collision, and two matches where we actually don't know what show they're going to be on. And one of the four matches for Grand Slam, we don't even officially know if it's taking place. We'll give you a ticket sale update for the show. We'll talk about the lineups for everything else going on this week. WrestleMania ticket on sale date has been made official. AEW and Max, got a lot of notes on that. And what's going on with pay-per-views, what we know and don't know. And plenty of other news. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo at Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio. Radio.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, broadcasting from 2024. And from 1972, Tom Lawler is joining us here today. First off, what's with the mood lighting and what's on your face? Those are the two questions I need to ask first here.
Those are the good old days, weren't they, Brian?
I guess so, yeah.
Back when you were my age.
Yeah. What's going on here? What's with this odd look? I guess you kind of got the thing going on here, so it's not quite as horrifying as it looked on the smaller screen there. Yeah.
It's called a flavor saver.
Man, not really down with those mustaches, Tom. You know?
Well,
it's like an ironic thing that's now kind of a thing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, are you going to WrestleMania in Vegas?
I haven't bought my ticket yet.
Well, they're not on sale.
Well, I don't know then. How can I give you information?
Are you planning to go to WrestleMania in Vegas?
Yeah.
All right. That's all I asked. All right. What's more likely? We go to Vegas together or the UFO highway?
Well, I think both of them are actually very likely.
Really? Why don't you tell everybody about this thing that you've discovered?
Oh, I didn't discover it, but I am a peruser of a lot of different travel websites, one of them being the Travel Nevada website, which has an itinerary listed out, Brian, for none other than the extraterrestrial highway.
Yes.
A few-day journey.
It's a few-day journey?
Yeah, it's like 3 days.
How far does this go? To the North Pole?
It goes from around Area 51 to the Clown Motel in Tonopah.
What is the Clown Motel?
It's exactly like it sounds. It's a motel where the motif is clowns, and it's haunted.
Oh, yeah? Sounds horrible.
Yeah. There's also the, I believe it's the Mitzpah Hotel, which is haunted as well. And then you drive back. You can pick up some of that alien jerky on the way, but, you know, After Dark is back.
That's
in
true.
Action.
That's true. I could write this off.
It is Halloween season.
So it's really multiple days? Like, if I flew in Thursday, we wouldn't be back to, like, Saturday?
Well, it depends how fast we drive. But, yeah.
And you're going to drive, I presume.
Yeah.
I'm flying in. Okay. Well, you know what? I think I might be able to make this work, Tom.
After dark, all hours.
Yeah, we could do a multiple episode. Get multiple episodes in the can. One a day. I'll bring all the gimmicks and we can make this thing work.
All the gimmicks?
Not those gimmicks. I mean, I'm going to Vegas. Maybe we'll bring all the gimmicks, but all right. The ticket on sale date for WrestleMania 41 is just over a month away. They are going on sale to the general public. 1 p.m. Eastern, Friday, October 25th. Tonight event, Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Saturday, April 19th, Sunday, April 20th of 2025. Yes, April 19th and 20th. Ticket presale begins Wednesday, October 23rd. For those interested in presale access, WWE has a mailing list to receive information. They are attempting to avoid the Final Four of the NCAA March Madness Basketball Tournament. First time that Vegas has hosted a WrestleMania since 1993. And what a WrestleMania that was. 1993. The Raw Show, SmackDown, NXT, WWE World, which is the former Fanatics, it's the Fan Fest, and the 2025 WWE Hall of Fame ceremony will also take place in Las Vegas surrounding WrestleMania 41. Man, maybe they'll do Raw at that globe. What do you think?
First of all, it's the Sphere.
The Sphere, that's right.
I don't think they're doing Raw at the Sphere. I think if you're going to do it, you've got to go all the way. It's got to be Mania or
Well,
bust.
Yes, of course.
Or, I mean, you could do SummerSlam, I guess. But really, I think you want to reserve something of that magnitude for the biggest show.
I mean, if you're doing it one time, I mean, you've got to do...
The only
you
got to
do Mania. If you're doing it more than once, you can do SummerSlam.
No, they could also do Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
WWE,
you know what?
Riyadh season presents Crown Jewel.
Actually, you know, here's another thing, though. Here's another thing, okay? This is why the more that I think about it, maybe it wouldn't be a Mania. Is because both Mania and SummerSlam are two-night events. Are you going to rent out this globe for two straight nights?
It's the Sphere.
I thought I just said the Sphere and you said it was the globe.
No.
What is it?
The Sphere.
The world? It's the Sphere. All right, whatever.
There's also LA has a smaller version, the Cosm.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Is that part of the extraterrestrial highway?
I believe it's the COSM.
Interesting.
It is. It is interesting.
Okay. Well, that's the update on WrestleMania. Who's going, everybody? Who's going? I'm going this year.
Brian, do they have venues announced for the other shows? Because
no, I don't think so.
I mean, we have T-Mobile. Obviously, the T-Mobile Arena is there. MGM, Mandalay Bay, all within striking distance of one another. The Park MGM is usually where UFC will do, like, or maybe the Golden Knights and other sports teams will do outdoor events, some fan fests out in front of the T-Mobile. So it's going to be wild. I mean, I know they're trying to avoid the Final Four, but you can't really avoid, you know, a packed weekend in Las Vegas at that point in the year.
Yeah, it's difficult to avoid the madness of Las Vegas. Unless we get outside Vegas and onto that extraterrestrial highway. Why are we doing that now? Why don't we do it in, like, we could do like a crazy 2 weeks in Vegas where we do that and then go to WrestleMania. See which one's more wild.
We could do whatever we want, Brian.
I know. Just trying to make some plans here. I'm looking at the calendar right now. Seeing what would work best. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, what's on the calendar for this week? What was on the calendar for this past weekend? What did I miss?
Well, I mean, you missed nothing. I did a bunch of stuff, you know. Let's talk about Max. A deal between AEW and Max may not only be for the promotion's pay-per-views. A report from Andrew Zarian over the weekend stated that AEW pay-per-views will be available on Max in January 2025 or potentially even sooner. However, during a recent interview with WFAN, the AEW president said the relationship with Max could involve more than that. After the merger, because AW had been really successful, we're one of the companies WBD have really gotten behind and built and grown with. It's awesome to us because as cable has changed, there are a lot of possibilities in streaming, he said. When asked about AW pay-per-views ending up on Max, Khan responded, it's not just the pay-per-views that could end up there. The plan is to, I think he said, do a lot of things potentially with Max, and that could involve a variety of things. Yes, a lot of things, Tony, would involve a variety of things. But we have the shows on TBS, TNT, that's how they're available now. But I think as far as Dynamite, Collision, Rampage, pay-per-views, everything is on the table. The pay-per-views for sure. We've had great conversations about streaming. Been doing it for Bleacher Report, but they are sunsetting Bleacher Report, thank God. From now on, we're going to be doing our pay-per-views on other apps. So we shall see, but you know what I would like to see is the library. I want to see the library available on Max. Because I would like, you know, these primetime wrestlings that we watch on the Brian Avini show? I mean, they've run their course. We're going to do a couple more weeks to make it through Mania 3. But then we need something else. Got a lot of suggestions for Mid-South. But, you know, it would be very fun to do 5 years ago in AEW and compare the show 5 years ago to the show today and just have a look back, much like we do with the Monday Night Wars. So hopefully that is part of this deal. Is the library and the pay-per-views on Max. But we'll get Tom's thoughts after the break, and I got to clarify something. Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. What do you think of this Max deal? What are you whining about with Hulu?
Buddy, Mike Sempervivi is also of WrestlingObserver.com, but he's not here today.
Oh, yeah. Old habits die hard.
Well, my Hulu subscription took a price hike once again, and I am just filled to the brim with streaming services. Let me tell you, overflowing. I have every single one. I don't want any of them. Max better get this AEW on there, because I was looking at the sports programming that they do offer. Not impressed.
Yeah.
Some baseball tomorrow. Orioles at Yankees. I'm sure it'll be a fine contest. World Cross Country Championship.
I mean, you're not even going to be able to get WWE on Hulu here pretty soon.
What do you mean?
It's going to be gone.
Well, I have Hulu with Live.
I see.
That's...
Well, I mean, Rob won't be on Hulu.
Well, yeah, I also have Netflix.
Well, yeah, that'll be that.
But, you know, I...
Yeah, you know, speaking of Hulu Plus Live TV, that's what you got?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Dave and I have been having this argument about the DVR and YouTube TV, and he has had the nerve to belittle YouTube TV. Why don't you get a better service, he said. Well, I actually looked it up. And first off, I should note that I have actually tried every single one of these services, because I travel and I have to watch these shows. So I've done every single one of them. I've done Hulu Live TV. I have done Sling. I have done YouTube TV.
Fubo.
You name it, I've done it, okay?
Spice Channel.
And the best one, by miles, is YouTube TV. And so I looked it up, and in fact, as far as, like, streaming services, okay? I'm not talking about, like, you know, you're getting cable or satellite. As far as streaming services, this little rinky-dink YouTube TV that we need to find a better service, it is the most watched streaming service by double, okay? Number two is Hulu Plus Live TV. They've got like 4 million subscribers. YouTube TV has over 9 million. And, you know, Sling's down there at like 2 million or something like that. So, you know, when people say, oh, well, yeah, eh, this is the number one streaming service by double. So I think that, you know, whatever issues AEW is having, they should try to remedy them, because the vast majority of their streaming subscribers are, in fact, on YouTube TV. Just want to throw that out there. But anyway, I got to clarify something, because I said something last week, and it's all over the internet now. It was about how one day, you know, somebody asked, like, when did things, like, start to go south for AEW? What do you think it was? And I mentioned a couple of things, and one of them was a conversation that I had heard about where Tony Khan had told somebody, you know, there's no more long-term booking. It's now week to week. And I have been told that it's not like the conversation didn't happen, because a few people had heard this, but it's not that there is no more long-term booking. It's more, it is much more week to week at this point. Because, and you can see it, everybody. I mean, especially this is why I want to go back to 5 years ago in AEW. It used to be at the end of every Dynamite, Excalibur would be out there, And everyone made fun of it. Like, no one can forget this. He'd have 85 matches that he needed to run down for the next 7 days. And he'd have to do them in like 15 seconds. And it would just be match, match, match. When Dynamite was over, you knew every match for the following week's show. The matches for Rampage. I mean, you knew it all. And now, it's like, with the exception of Grand Slam, you know, Dynamite's coming up tomorrow, for example, and it's like, we got two segments announced for the show. Like, what's going on here? Why do we not know what's on the show? Well, it's because it, in general, the booking of the show is week to week. Who is available? Who do we have dates with now? Who is not hurt? Like, it gets put together, and the people show up, and it's like, am I working today? Oh, let's look at the thing in the back. It is more like that than it's ever been before. But it's not like there is no long-term booking, and you can watch the show, and you can see that they plant seeds for events down the road all the time. So he does have a long-term vision for, I'm sure, his top programs, but as far as like the Dynamite, the Collision, there's a lot of week-to-week going on. And he's talked about it in press conferences. People get hurt all the time. People are not cleared. I mean, it's a regular thing. And so I wanted to clarify that is the difference. Now it's not, hey, here's, you know, Dynamite's over. Here's seven matches for next week on Wednesday night. Nope. Sometimes Dynamite ends and we don't know anything. Zero for Collision. And we don't find out until the day of the show. So I wanted to make that clear. You got it? Good.
Got it.
I'll wait till that's butchered later on this afternoon. Eddie Kingston should be back soon. He suffered a broken leg, a tibular fracture, a torn ACL, and a strained meniscus. I thought I had it bad. He says he's expressed frustration with his insurance company. We should have a chat, me and old Kingston. It's been a process. It's going good until my insurance acts up. That's when I get annoyed. Insurance is a fraud, folks. Just throwing that out there. He's largely not wrong. Now, I already know what people are going to say. Why is AEW not paying for this? I've mentioned this before. They do pay for this. But it's different from what WWE does. If Eddie Kingston got injured in WWE, they would send him to their doctor. They would pay for it. He would need to do everything that WWE told him to do in terms of medical. In AEW, it's different. You break your leg? Well, you find a doctor. You get your MRI or whatever. You find your physical therapy. And then you expense all of that through an app back to AEW. So at the end of the day, AEW does pay for it. But it's done in a different way. And I know that because of the, the tribalism, everybody's going to yell and scream about this or that, but there are positives to both. Some people like the WWE way better. I break my leg, I don't want to have to handle anything. Just tell me what to do and where to go. Other people, well, I don't want to go to that guy. I'd rather go to this witch doctor over here, and I'd rather get these stem cells, and I'd rather, they just pay me back for all of it. So some people like one way better than the other. Which would you prefer, Tom?
It's an interesting question because I was injured in a UFC fight and had to have an ACL replacement. And what they did was they let me choose my own doctor. So I was living in Massachusetts and I started going through the process. And I actually got a call from the office one day and they were trying to schedule somebody else, a different fighter. And I thought to myself, this probably is not a good sign that these people are going to be handling the surgery on my body.
Sickly Bob Howler? Was that who they were trying to get in there?
You know, Brian, off topic, there's some dentist floating around here in Vegas going by the name of Tom Lawler.
A dentist?
With the ER.
Wow.
He's got the easier spelling, and he's got billboards all over the damn city now with his face on it, and he's got a nice smile.
I didn't know how many Brian Alvarez's there were until I started getting these emails from these, these medical journals. It's really weird. I'm trying to find one here because they're actually kind of funny. especially if you know
me. Sure.
Yeah, it's like, are you the Brian Alvarez that wrote Celestial? It's like all this weird stuff. I'm like, no, that definitely was not me. I did not write that. I'll find one.
Okay.
Are you the Brian Alvarez who wrote Sero Epidemiologic Investigation of an Outbreak of Pandemic? No, that was not me. But thank you. I appreciate that. Anyone? Lance Storm here sent a text. I prefer the WWE system. They got me an MRI. Well, he's Canadian, so of course he does.
Yeah.
They got me an MRI on a couple days' notice. They legit had an MRI clinic open on a Saturday for me so I could get it the morning before a pay-per-view. They opened up, gave me the MRI, handed me the films, and closed up. Amazing. That is amazing. That is amazing. I would personally prefer that way, having been trying to get an MRI myself for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, I didn't finish my story earlier. But
go ahead.
Once the doctor tried to schedule somebody else on my call, I went to the UFC and actually came out here to Nevada to have the surgery and use their doctor. So I had the opportunity to use my own and ended up using their provided doctor. Anyways.
Well, that's an exciting story, Tom. So which would you prefer?
Well,
that was the question.
The one that ended up actually working out for me.
Okay.
Getting the surgery.
So that means doing it yourself?
No. The provided doctor.
I see.
Just tell me where to go.
Okay.
Tell me where to get it done. But if the original office hadn't flubbed my scheduling so badly, I probably would have preferred that. I could have stayed home and done my rehab instead of living in Nevada for a month.
You live in Nevada.
Now,
where were you living at the time?
Surgery.
Is that really why?
Yes.
Wow. Changed your life. All right, let's head to a break. We'll come back with Tom's SmackDown report. Observer Live.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive also is not here. He's just not here today, Tom. He's just not. So why don't we talk about SmackDown here?
Why don't we? The number one wrestling show on planet Earth.
Actually, no.
No?
It was until about a week ago.
Ooh, Raw beat it out.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's going to do as well as Raw did. We'll find out soon enough.
Oh. Well, maybe the number one wrestling show on planet Earth. It opened with the Bloodline showing up. Security tried to pat them down. They weren't having it. They don't like being touched by these guys.
Dumb.
Yeah, Jacob Fatu beat them up. They entered anyways.
Not just rando security guys, but the people that are there to run the metal detector to make sure you don't bring in an assault weapon. He beat them up. Bro, that's jail time. He's lucky he didn't get shot. But in this show, he just goes in.
Well, it was like an indie worker, probably.
That's stupid. That's what it was. Stupid.
He's just happy to get the rub, you know? LA Knight took on Andrade in the opening match, defending the U.S. title.
Pretty damn good match.
Yeah, I went through two commercial breaks. I really enjoyed it. There was a couple instances in which, you know, either they weren't on the same page or LA Knight was slipping as he was trying to jump up on the ropes to the superplex, but other than that, I thought this match was fantastic. And in the end, LA Knight won with the BFT. Afterwards, there was some bizarre fist bump, the handshake.
This was
moment.
Weird. This was like a shoot. It was like Andrade wanted a handshake, and LA Knight only wanted to do a fist bump. Like he felt his character wouldn't give a handshake or whatever. So he does not want to shake. And Santos is like, brother, you're shaking my hand. And they, like, had a fight over this. Like, it was weird.
Santos grabbed his fist with an open hand.
He forced a handshake. Like, literally forced it.
Yeah. But they seemed to leave with respect for one another.
Yeah. L.A. was, he had, like, a smile. Like, all right, fine.
Well,
idiot.
They sell a shirt on the WWE shop that says, I lack people skills with the big L.A.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not out of character. Tiffany was bad-mouthing Bayley and Naomi backstage. Naya, she's standing there, but she's on to Tiffany at this point. Not really having what Tiffany's saying. Mello ran up on Andrade backstage, trash-talked him with a sports reference, told him to put the fries in the bag because he's washed. Which begs the question, Andrade just beat Mello, so
yeah, and it's leading to another match in their series, their unending series. They still have not told us. This is WWE's version of Nigel and Bryan Danielson. They still won't tell us how many matches are in this series. They just keep wrestling, and they keep track of it, but there's no end date. It's not like best of 7, best of 10, best of 15. Just keep going. We'll keep track.
Best of 69.
What if Andrade beats him like 9? What if it's like 9-3? We just keep going for fun? It's really weird.
Speaking of weird,
this was awesome.
You liked it?
Yeah. You didn't like it?
It was good, but I mean, all I saw was people online, I guess.
Well, don't go online is the problem.
This is an award-winning segment. The WWE needs to be winning Oscars and Emmys and Golden Globes or whatever they are. People's Choice Awards, Kids' Choice Awards. They need to be winning every award.
Well, you know, it is funny because people make fun of the term, you know, this was cinema, this was cinema. This actually was legitimately, by definition, cinema, what we saw in this segment here.
Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns had a talk on the 50-yard line at Georgia Tech's football field. Odd place to have a face-to-face, but hey, this is where
we've
arrived.
Well, no, because it's Roman's home and also Cody's home.
Brother,
it's the perfect place to have a confrontation.
If we have to hash something out, I'm not asking you to meet me at the Georgia Tech football field.
You didn't play there.
In the middle.
You might ask me to meet you with
Meet me in the octagon.
Not the octagon.
Come meet me in the middle of the octagon.
We'd have to find a place that we both have in common, and that place doesn't exist. Maybe my old couch.
Reigns gives us a history lesson about this being his field, his stadium, his city. He asks what Cody has done for his city. Cody talks about the generations of his family bleeding for and in this city. He says, maybe this is your stadium, Roman, but this is Cody's home.
Actually, somebody made a good point. We should meet on the ET highway. It's your state, but damn it, it's my show. It's perfect.
Yeah,
we're
going
to have to recreate this on the ET highway.
Roman asks Cody what he wants. Cody says he wants word that Roman's going to have his back so that he can give Roman his word that he'll do the same. They agree. Roman goes to leave. They're in a giant open stadium. He can't go any other direction. He has to walk directly into Cody. He's in his way.
Hell yeah.
Cody, you're in my way in life.
Mm.
I can't wait to utter those words to you on the ET highway.
I'm surprised you haven't yet.
Byron immediately tried to get Kevin Owens' reaction. Kevin Owens left backstage disgusted, walked off. We had Giovanni Vinci take on Apollo Crews once again.
This storyline.
I'm going to let it play out, Brian.
Oh, good.
Vinci was all over Crews, who I guess is not tagging with Corbin anymore either. Then he got rolled up and pinned once again. So Vinci attacked Apollo Crews after left him laying with a brainbuster.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Byron Saxton again asked KO about Cody and Roman, and he said, if I'm going to talk about this,
it must be so annoying to
do
work
it out there.
People just keep badgering you when you clearly don't want to talk.
Well, he went out to talk in front of the crowd. He was about to let us know what he thought, and the Bloodline came out with Tama Tonga on the mic. I don't know if I'll ever forget this promo. He was like, he just sounded different than anyone else that you hear kind of promo. Kevin Owens, big mistake. You gonna get what's coming to you, Kevin Owens.
He's a weird guy.
By orders of the tribal chief. He was fantastic here on the mic in the match later on. They got into a fight. DIY came out to make the save. Nick Aldis made a six-man for the main event. Naomi and Bayley took on Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax in a tornado tag match. Thank the whoever, the creator, for the fact that they clarified what was going on in this match, because I had no clue what the actual stipulations were based on the promo they had cut the week before. The rules were...
Nobody knew.
Well, no. Nia and Tiffany cut a promo and just butchered it, I'm telling you.
Yes, because I thought at the time that Tiffany might end up having to leave SmackDown and she might end up on Raw with Ludwig, okay?
Or she could win the match and send one of the other girls to Raw,
okay?
And then she has a title shot. It was bizarre.
Yes, and then that's what I thought it was. And then a few days later, I kind of had a clarification. And so I read this stipulation, the actual stipulation. And then I had somebody there going, are you sure that's what the stipulation? So they didn't know either. So the stipulation was, if anyone pinned Nia or Tiffany, they would get a title shot at the pay-per-view.
Well, not anyone. Naomi or Bayley.
Well, obviously, you can't pin your own partner.
Well, yeah,
it's
but it's
WCW.
Not like Mission or
yes,
or
if it, Noof, in the match,
Noof
obviously
couldn't run out and pin one of them
in the match, obviously. Whatever. But if Tiffany or Nia won, whoever they pinned had to go to the other brand. That was the actual stipulation, which ended up getting screwed up anyway. And then they had a stupid explanation for it.
They did a bunch of spots. I mean, I enjoyed this. But
I didn't. This sucked.
Oh,
This was the biggest, sloppiest match I've ever seen. Like, it was a tornado match, so they were all there at the same time. And so it'd be one thing if you, like, had a tag match. But there's four women all having to do spots with each other. And it's like, this person fell down, this person slipped, this person. And then the finish was, like, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
The finish was objectively awful. Naomi did, like, a jackknife after Nia was pinning Bayley, but then they ended up both pinning her. But Naomi was, like, in the ropes. Nia's feet, I think, were touching the ropes at one point during the count.
You could have you had no idea who was on the top, who was on the bottom, who was in the middle. It was just bodies everywhere. And then this idiot ref just counts.
Yeah. Like, the only thing she could have done more after that would have been to jump over Naomi's body as it was laying in the ropes and just counted the pin.
Or maybe just say, you're in the ropes.
Yeah, so now we're going to get another match between Naomi and Bayley, and it's going to go to another no contest.
Yeah, this was also ridiculous. Aldis comes up and he goes, there can only be one.
No, there could be two.
No!
There could be three, four. You could have 10 challengers.
No, what he said. I'll read it word for word what he said. He met in the back, and he says, you both pinned Nia, but there can only be one challenger. Therefore, you need to wrestle each other to find out who faces. And I thought, why? Why can there only be one challenger? What are you doing?
What's his explanation going to be this week after they go to another?
You're gonna have another double pin, or no Nia's going to cost them both the match?
Yeah, Tiffany comes out.
Actually, Tiffany should cost them both the match, so it becomes a three-way. It's part of Tiffany's plan.
Yes, and Nia's upset.
Yes,
I was upset too. What is going on here? Of all things, they show a promo for King Callum Walsh from UFC Fight Pass on SmackDown?
He must have paid a fee.
Chelsea Green was playing in the trash.
To rob fee.
She's taken on Mishin in a dumpster match.
That's ridiculous.
In Trashville. Yeah, this was absurd. She got bit by a raccoon to end the segment. And then we had the main
event.
She ain't
going to make it for that match then.
Kevin Owens and DIY take it on the Bloodline. But before the match could happen, DIY got taken out backstage by the Bloodline. The Street Profits ran down to make the save. It became a six-man involving them and Kevin Owens, now taking on the Bloodline 2.0. In the grand scheme, the overall plan of the world, history, things that will be written down in books, this is an all-time bad finish.
Oh, yeah.
One
the
of the worst
rule.
DQs I have ever seen in my life.
Yes.
The only redeeming, I guess, thing about the end of this match was that they did a wild, wild brawl at the end for minutes upon end to make you forget the awful disqualification finish. A man was DQ'd in this match for attacking a man on the other team.
No, he didn't even attack him, Tom.
Oh, he pulled his foot.
He pulled him out of the ring on a cover, and the referee rang the bell. He was a participant in the match, in a match where there had already been people breaking up pins. But this one was too much. And then the announcers go, the referee had no choice. I was like, no, actually, he did have a choice. The referee's discretion. And he chose to call for the bell. And the fans are booing like crazy. It was a secret rule. An illegal person put their hands on a legal person in front of the referee. Oh, thank you, Dom. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. Extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, take us through the end of this show, Tom.
The end of this show?
Well, the end of SmackDown.
Talking about SmackDown?
Yeah, SmackDown.
Hey, well, there's a huge brawl ensued after the horrific disqualification by the referee. On multiple occasions, it looked like the Bloodline was going to put Kevin Owens through a table, but he would fight back until eventually Cody Rhodes ran out. You made it back from wherever
from
he
Georgia
was, the
Tech.
Georgia Dome. He came running out with a chair, took out the Tongans. He and Fatu faced off. He hit Fatu with a big Cody cutter. And as he's staring at the Bloodline, KO picks up the chair. The camera turns. You can see KO poised behind Cody as if he's thinking about hitting him. Cody looks back. He extends his hand. KO drops the chair. They shake hands. They hug. Michael Cole made it a point to let us know that KO never told us how he felt about Cody and Roman shaking hands. And the show ended with Cody standing in the forefront with KO poised behind him, chair in hand.
The day's coming. When's it going to be?
Rightfully so.
Yeah, this poor guy. Maybe he'll join the Bloodline.
That was cinema.
That one was right there? Wow. All right, Tom, what do you got coming up? You got about 30 seconds.
this weekend.
10 seconds.
AIW Wrestling, the JT Lightning Invitational Saturday in Akron, Ohio.
All right, check it out, everybody. Hey, we'll be back later on today. Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. I had a show up last night as well. Check it all out. For those asking, if you go to the main menu on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, the RSS feeds are up. If you want to add After Dark or whatever show you're looking for your downcast or whatever. So check it out. And that's it. We're out of time. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.